listen to this track, bitch.
Hey, yeah, boy. Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Beauty and the Beast.
We back.
We are back.
Drama boy.
Jessica Dime in the building.
Hey, man. Just like that, man.
Say, man.
Come on, man. We got the candles in here, man. I told you.
I'm talking about we are branded.
Yeah, man. Beauty and the Beast.
1122 Candle Company has stamped us.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to 1122, man.
Shout out to 1122.
Y'all follow them on the gram at 1122 Candles.
Yes, gotta follow them.
Yeah, man.
All the exclusive stuff.
100% soy.
Yeah, that's important, man. Right?
Yeah, you don't want, you know, the air you breathe.
And it's just so sensual.
Natural. Yeah, if you like scents, different smells, man, y'all go tap in.
Gotta tap in with them.
For sure.
Yes, yes, sure. Yes. So what's been going on, John?
Man, everything, man. I'm fresh from the store. I had to, man, shout out to Memphis Meeks, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta get some of that gear.
To stop by the drip right quick. Give me some drip. Stop by the shop.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just fighting traffic, trying to be at least on time.
Oh, man. Atlanta traffic?
It's too much.
It's crazy, man. Atlanta traffic, like LA. I remember when people like, man, it's almost there. Atlanta gonna be just as worse. Watch. You just watch. And then half of LA came during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? LA was shut down. Atlanta was open for the whole year. They said, look, I can't take it no more. I knew people said, look, I'm moving. I'm getting up out of here.
Out of here.
No more LA. We on the way to Atlanta. And the traffic is crazy.
The traffic is crazy. I think everybody just from everywhere coming to Atlanta. It's just like the hot spot right now. So we getting all of it, which is a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
It's the most traveled through city in the South.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
all
we got
the
a lot of big
the
stuff
trucks,
going on.
Warehouse, factories, so many, plus just traveling through.
Yes.
Layovers.
Everything.
Coming to see your cousin. Like, damn, get out the way, man. Well, who working around this job?
I mean, it's crazy, but shout out to Atlanta.
Yeah, shout out to the traffic.
Shout out to the traffic, because, hey, this is the place to be right now. I'm loving it. I'm loving the city. I'm loving the vibes. I'm loving everything. The energy everybody giving off. It's turn.
Every time I would come to Atlanta from Memphis, I just felt some type of way.
Mm-hmm, me too.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, man, I know I'm finna make some money. It's so much opportunity. It's like, man, dog. You know what I'm saying? When you take that $1,000, I came from Memphis with $1,000.
$1,000.
You know what I mean?
Crazy.
And put it down on the crib, 3-bedroom house. Rent, you
and
know
look
what
at
saying?
You now.
Man, here we are.
Here we are.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a lesson about stepping out on faith right there.
Oh, yeah. You got to. If you don't believe in you, who going to believe in
you? Who else?
You know what I'm saying? You gotta display it. You got to put it on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Speaking of shows, man.
Shows.
We got somebody, my dog in the building, man, from a new show coming up. Man, I'm talking about, I just couldn't believe. I was like, man, bro, we got to do some music for that. When I found out all this. Listen, man, this dog been on P-Valley. He
I
on
love
a new show
P-Valley.
With Durant coming this fall. We got my dog J. Lou in the building.
J. Lou, what he do?
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on, y'all, King?
What?
J. Lou.
What's good?
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Pops, man. I gotta, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, for real.
Jamal Lewis.
Yes.
Running back, you know what I'm saying? Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, legendary.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about crazy. And the Falcons.
Ravens and the Browns.
Ravens and the Browns. I knew he played for somebody else, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Pops OG, man. Pops was like, man, look, I need you to get my son right, man. He doing the music, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, I need you to get him right. And I know
that's got to feel good for your
man.
Pops to just, you know, reach out to his, I'm sure he got plenty of connects, you know,
right.
Reach out to his connects and speak highly of you and like believe in you. I know
right.
That's got to be a good feeling though.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I don't know, it was just a blessing, you know.
Yeah.
So, had to go pursue it.
Yeah.
How you get into it, like coming from your pop playing football. So I know you wanted to play football growing up.
Man, I wanted to do everything.
Yeah.
Really? You one of them jack of all trades?
Man, I still feel like I can do everything.
Yeah, right? That's right. So, as you should.
Yeah, you are doing a lot of things. Acting, rapping, modeling.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to get all down.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you think about sports coming up as a kid?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You played ball or football?
Yeah, I played football, basketball, baseball,
yeah.
Soccer.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm. Y'all can see the MLB. I can see that.
Yeah. But what made you like, because of course you probably just play sports and stuff in your spare time now because you're doing mostly the acting and the music.
Right.
So what made you just be like, what made you just say music instead of sports being it, that's in your blood? Whereas music might be in your blood too. I don't know.
I mean,
but the sports is, like, is, you know, in was, black and white.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just playing basketball for the longest. And then, I don't know, everything around me is just, I mean, I'm in Atlanta, like, it's so much music, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, yeah. I don't know, I wanted to get in there and make my own stuff, so.
Yeah.
My brother, Pito, he let me get in his studio, Loud House Studio, you know, shout out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me get in there, you know, and just mess with it. And I just, you know what I'm saying? I fell in love with it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you gotta be in love.
First time in the studio, all them lights, man. My brother had me in the studio like 12 years old, 13. You know what I'm saying? Young, like, you know what I'm saying? Lights and the green, yellow, red, purple, blue.
Yeah.
I'm like, man. Bro, and it's just a vibe. Like, you feel like you're in a spaceship. I feel like I'm in a spaceship. I can just go wherever I want to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, music is like healing. It just make you feel good. It make you can say what you want to say.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I make art, you know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. That's how I go about it. You know what I'm saying? I want to make a piece of art. I make that music. You know what
Who inspired you? Who are some of the people that made you want to rap or?
I can't. I don't even know. I'm wanting to jump in there and create my own lane. Like they say, it's no traveling your own lane. So, do that, but I mean, I look at like I guess Drake type, you know what I'm saying, type shit in that lane, and then a little bit, little baby, you know. I listen to everybody right now, but I came up listening to all the Atlanta rappers. That's all I was listening to.
I seen you with Future, seen you, you be moving around,
man. Because I used to sell shoes, so that's why I used to be with all them people. I was selling shoes at first,
that's what's
I was like 13.
So you been hustling.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a hustle.
You have to.
That was one of my first jobs, selling shoes at Just For Feet. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I remember Just For Feet.
Oh, yeah. Cordova. You know what I'm saying? Man, I got the J. I got the baby J. I got J for your girl. I got the J for you, homie. Like, you know what I'm saying? Man, stay with the hustle.
Yeah.
Nah, but that's dope being able to, you know, provide for yourself. When I was hustling, it was like, man, my mom got diabetes. And, you know what I'm saying? She stopped cooking as much as she would, you know, the normal place that I'm going to eat. You know what I mean? So I had to, I'm feeding myself. I'm, you know what I mean? Go to the mall. I gotta get DJs. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? The money got to come from somewhere. So definitely having that hustle. How has it been coming up with, like, you know, okay, my parents got money. That's straight. What was it like learning how to earn money for yourself?
I wanted to be able to do it all on my own for real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Be able to call my own shot, so I'm just like, might as well jump in the field and go get it myself, because I knew I could, so I just went and attacked it.
How did you get into the acting?
The acting. So, I think one time, I was like, I don't even know how old I was, but I was about young as hell, right? So, I think I was in the agency for like, couple weeks or something, and then I think they called me for a job, and we never went. So I think they just took me off the agency. I don't know. So then a couple years later, I just told my mom I want to get back into it. So then she just jumped all into it, and like manager for real, put me, my little brother, my little sister in it, set our profiles up, and got us like signed with the agency. So then started receiving all these auditions, whoop de whoop. I was doing about. I feel like I did about 100 auditions before I really like booked some real, before I like booked P Valley and then Swagger. That's like full, I'm in all 10 episodes. So like I really booked like a real TV show. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to quit. I wanted her to take my profile. I was tired of this shit. But,
That's crazy.
But right when you was finna quit, there right you go.
Made it to 100. Look, you about to quit at 98. 97, you can't do that.
Can't do that. Too much put in.
Man, I see so many people abort the mission
too early,
right before it's about to complete the download.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you right. at 98%, you at 99%, and it might be some bullshit going on in that 98-99%.
You look, you in it looking out, you don't look like you right there, but mm-hmm. people looking at you from the outside yeah, in, they really see like what you, like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what was it like working on P-Valley? How old you when yeah, you, when
I
you want, shot that?
I love P-Valley now.
Probably like 16, I think. Yeah. 15, I don't
and
know.
How old are you now? You want to tell
old
me?
Enough.
Ah, look at him.
But anyway, so I did P-Valley. I was just there for a day. It was a quick little scene or whatever. So it was a little party scene, house party scene or whatever. So Mercedes, that's the main character, I guess, she pulled up. She about to come get her daughter.
Yeah.
Me and boy, we looking at old girl like, somebody gonna get their ass. What the hell?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So that was my quick little line or whatever.
Yeah.
And then a couple months later, I got called for Swagger.
And Swagger is the new show, Durant.
That's Kevin Durant's show.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's coming out on CBS. I heard scripted. That's big time.
Yeah,
that's big time.
Tell y'all
man.
Too much. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
But yeah, we can though. It's a scripted show.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a reality show. Right. So it's you really putting like your acting skills acting. To.
Yep.
They gonna see what you working with on this one.
They gonna see my they gonna see my character. I don't know if I'm on.
You can't say too much. Like
yeah, that. Nah. You know, you might be a little descriptive, or you know,
so. You know,
young, yeah.
young Charles. That's my last name. I tell you, my last name Charles. So
okay,
on a basketball team, Woody Woo. We coming up, you know, underdog type thing. So. Look out for it. It's like November.
You hooping? Fall. You hooping in the joint?
Going crazy.
You going crazy? You crossing ankles?
So wait a minute. Did you have a body double? Or was you really out there doing it? Because I don't know, Jay.
See,
I don't
they
know.
Told me
you,
when I got
you
there, they
with
told
the music.
Me. Look, they told me. They said they thought they were gonna have to get a stunt double for me. Right?
That's what I'm saying. So
man,
was it?
Well, I ain't. They ain't never have to get a stunt double for me no basketball. Man.
Yeah,
crazy.
How would that? Well, I always wonder how the stunt devils work. Do you get to approve your
I think
stunt?
They gotta nah, make your stunt double.
So they got they. That's all.
So
them?
Do you get the stunt double check and the regular check? Because I think you supposed to get both, man.
Yeah, I never had a stunt double.
Yeah. You know, so you stunt. Get this yeah. check. You get the check for the stunts.
Yeah.
Hey, they say stunt. What I do, this is what I do. I got my stunts.
Yes, I
now when it comes
to
one of them movies,
it.
You got to get beat up. Or nah. You got to take them punches or something. Well, you gonna be wanting the dub and then. You gonna be calling them then, like man, look, what's the boy name? Michael B. Jordan.
Oh yeah.
In the boxing movie, I'm like, man, I ain't taking them punches for real.
So he took his for real.
Some of it was
looked
I'm
like,
sure
yeah.
like you know what I'm saying a WWE mm-hmm. a little bit. But
7 hours later, all he heard was cha-ching.
Yes, I'd be like, you want me what, right here?
Yeah,
you
know, right here,
yeah. Right in the whole kiss.
That's my dog, the baby, and who was that? Just smacked somebody in the baby video.
Talking about Boosie and
yeah,
baby.
Boosie and
oh,
the baby.
They
paid him $500.
Yeah, $500.
He said, smack me.
Yeah.
Right now.
He smacked the shit out of his
dog,
head.
Man, shot him.
Crazy.
That's what's up.
So what you got coming up? Like, what's next for you? Like, big, so, if you could share it with us.
I just shot my video out in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Rockstar. Okay. Coming soon.
I see that with you.
Produced
Rockstar.
By who? Produced by who?
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Jumbo boy.
Okay.
Shout out to Chris Beats. You already know it.
Okay.
Yeah, so shot a movie. I can't wait for y'all to see that. We might put it up there.
You shot your own movie?
No.
You was in another movie?
No, he's saying the video was
a movie. The video
a movie.
Okay.
Yeah. I directed the movie. For
I know that's right.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of had your own creative.
Of course. Like, I got a whole, I know exactly where I wanted to go.
Yeah. Now, we're going to get into that. We definitely going to get into that, man.
Yeah,
we got
to check that out.
For sure.
Driving that, and then I got two more other surprises for y'all. Then beginning of next year, I'm going to drop the project. I'm saying rookie of the year.
That's it. Rookie of the year, yeah.
That's it. That's all I can tell y'all right now. But y'all, I'm going to be making some noise. Y'all going
to
hear about me.
You already making noise. I'm glad to see you stay persistent and stay with it. Didn't give up.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
you know, you was right there at it. So
too far.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So I met you right during that same
transition.
When
I feel like that was when the show was still getting picked up. So when it wasn't even in the dirt yet that it was going to be a show for real. You know what I'm saying? They had to take it to the office, CBS. Kevin Durant had to walk his 7 foot tall stuff in there and look at them and they had to approve the show.
Right. That's crazy.
Got it. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
crazy. So that's why it's crazy. Because I was like, man, he was going so hard just on the music. Mm-hmm. And I thought the show was already solidified. But you saying like the show was still trying to find a home at that time.
Right.
So that's why he was going so hard on that music.
Got you.
And well, I mean, we did like probably in 3 months, we did maybe like 40, 50 songs.
Oh, what you say you want to do like, what you say you want to do?
Yeah, he always wants to say 20, 30 songs.
Yeah, we said we
going to
do 20 and we doubled that.
And I was,
that's
like,
good though.
Had a whole catalog.
Yeah.
Drum be having that energy, yeah, that vibe anyway.
But
you want to just get on there and go crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wake
yeah
up in that morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just went in yesterday, man. New
yes
dime piece.
Yes. We got
again
us one.
Oh, man.
Woo.
Crazy. But, man, it's definitely been adult working with you, man. You know, I think, like, for a youngin' to know what he want, you know what I'm saying, it's always appreciated. I tell the people all the time, man, the artists that I work with, my favorite artists, are the artists that know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, Dime, you know, Nile Drone, that ain't me, man. You just go to another. You know what's you and what ain't.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? And that's very essential, you know what I mean, to spending and wasting time.
Right.
And getting straight to the point so it's not, you know, stagnant. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can work with somebody and that he the shit, you the shit, but y'all ain't.
Ain't vibing.
You know what I'm saying?
Really,
it's your lane,
you know,
and it's his lane.
Yeah.
You can't be him. He can't be you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
But the music crazy, man. I definitely speak on that. You know what I'm saying? The production and just his ability to find the right tracks and deliver on them, the hooks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
bridges
I heard some
and whatnot.
Stuff. It was super,
you know,
dope.
I mean? And then he down too. Like, we'll bring a vibe. Like, I got, you know, my concept builders and whatnot, man. He like, shit, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? My nigga come through woo. Like, he down to work with people, work with writers, as well as, man, I pen everything myself now, Drum. But
yes,
shit, goddamn, I'm open to some hooks. I'm open to some
of
flavor.
Course.
You know what I mean? And I think that's what take artists to a whole nother level. And some of the biggest songs are when the voice tones change. So it's like when you hear, you know, Avery Storm, who is that? But it's, here I am. Spend them on. You don't even know him. You hear that all the time with Master P. All the time with Birdman. They'll get somebody out the church or right off the block and
to
come or pimping or getting it on. Who that is? You don't know, but man, it just sound good. It's a vibe. And them tones change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Same thing with Nobody
just feel
Needs
good.
Nobody.
Chill Will.
Play a Fly. Gangsta Black. Goddamn, them voice changes. You know what I'm saying? So,
and Chill Will singing on there at the end.
Exactly. Yeah. Chill.
That ain't my generation. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Ain't it,
even if it ain't your generation.
But right now, but okay, your generation. Lil Baby and Dirt. Right.
Yeah, they changed it.
Two different voices.
Up.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When Future and Drake got together. And
that was epic.
Like, it's just them tone changes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Right. And some people had the ability to do it themselves without another person. Mm-hmm. They can actually change their tone up.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I heard a little
Nelly,
bit of that in his.
50 Cent, J. Lou.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? D-Boy, Fred, you know.
I can change it up too now.
Yeah. For sure. But yeah, let's get into this video right quick. You know what I'm saying? And then we come right back.
Lie right to my face. I miss the old. You can't believe them niggas make them change. Rock some rocks. stars, girl, we like to kick it. This shit is never ending, I can't lie, I gotta did it. Dress swinging like a rock star. In another session, you with all your best friends, put my eye on you. Yeah, you right here in that onesie suit, I know you proud too. I see your look up at my mom, cause that's how I found you. I just been thinking since the night you was a head topic. Baby, let's fly to some fun.
Jay Lou video shoot, man. Turnt video this year. What you talking about?
No bad. We'll never let that go.
We not the Migos.
All
my conscience almost let me win, no way to stay. Smoking ganja, higher than the mollies in the plains. No, I told you, don't sit here and lie right to my face.
Hey, rock star, man.
And
that jump going crazy. I'll tell you.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That video lit. Where that jump remind me of Snow on the Bluff. I mean, it's like you there. Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Just that cinematography. Shout out to the video director. Who directed that?
Man, Joe Lanz. Shout out Joe Lanz and his whole team.
Working with them guys was dope. They from Cali.
Yeah.
They came out to Cali. You know what I'm saying? I flew in from Atlanta to Miami to catch him, and he was already out there. Shout out to Mom Dukes. You know what I'm saying? Putting all the plays together.
Right.
Yes.
Check it all in the string. You know what I'm saying? Make sure none of y'all out of play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, but I've been to a lot of video shoots, man. Trust me. And that was well put together. And it was a good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good energy. I was in there DJing. We had the vibes and whatnot, man. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy. That's what's up. And I know you've been doing like some big stuff like Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that. The Six Flags Coca-Cola.
Back 4th of July weekend, you went crazy with Coke, didn't it?
Yeah, man.
Crazy.
I seen you all over the place. I'm like, man, this man face on everything. President.
Yeah, man. You know, we went global a couple weeks ago. So it was a Six Flags Coke little print and little commercial. So it was like, if you go to Six Flags, you wait in the line or whatever, some TVs or whatever, and it'll show a little clip or whatever. And then if you
show a clip of you?
Yeah, it's a little clip. We like walking, drinking Coke. You know what I'm saying? We basically promoting the Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola in Six Flags.
And then if you go on Instagram, swipe past on stories, on the advertisement, you see my face on there too.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's big time.
That's big time.
Yeah, shout out to Coke.
He tried to say it like it ain't nothing. That's big time.
Yeah. You know, I did a commercial for Coke.
I know you
said
you
modeled.
Have you got you a Fashion Nova deal again?
Man, I'm trying to.
You got
the 80s.
They
playing
Fashion Nova. The real fly ones is over here.
Yeah, to the agent, man. Listen, man, we got big things popping, man.
Yeah.
Soon as that music, but watch, the crazy thing is about it, man, that music will change the tone. Mm-hmm. Soon as motherfuckers become fans of the music,
yeah,
it's like that changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. like Jay-Z, he make $100 million in music, but it allowed him to make another $900 million in other places.
Yeah.
Title and Ace of Spades, and the music allowed me to buy this and be involved in this. This what made everybody a fan and dick riders.
Right. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And then they just coming after that. It's crazy, bro. That music, so, man.
The music is different.
That music will set it up.
Well,
yeah.
But that's crazy. I did an ad for a Pepsi. commercial.
Oh, for real.
You know what I'm saying? They I don't
even know. In the big time, the big league.
Pepsi gave $100 million to the restaurants for black businesses. Wow. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they needed some music where, man, I took all the kitchen utensils and made a beat out of it. You know, we've been in Cafeteria King.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we did.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Nah, but it's crazy how much money's in the TV and film, man.
Yes.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You definitely gotta, you know.
I wanna get my baby into some stuff. Maybe your mama can help me. She needs to just start a company.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she everybody wanna talk to her. Hey,
what's your daughter's name?
Blessing Brielle Williams.
Blessing, that's so good.
Yes, that's thank you.
For
yes.
sure. That's yes. why y'all taking pictures early out.
Yeah, we turned up real quick.
It's a family affair.
Hey.
Man, so what else you got going, man? The project gonna drop Rookie of the Year, Top of the Year. You got Swagger coming this fall.
Mm.
What easy. Haven't you done that you wanna do?
Nah.
Travel, take a vacation, maybe.
I mean, yeah.
You still a young man. You don't need no vacation. You don't need no vacation, man.
You crazy. I'm trying to get out for sure, but I've been also looking into this opening this store, right? It sells these exotic snacks and all that. I was out in Virginia for a minute shooting this Swagger show, and it was a store. They had all these exotic snacks from like Tokyo and all these other places. So I'm like,
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Something different.
Hella money. Like, you look at their stories, everything.
Yeah. What kind of stuff they had?
That's different.
Like plantain chips and stuff like that.
Hell nah. Because
you know, they snacks are really different.
They had like Fanta from like Japan and stuff. And what else they had? Like Doritos from Japan. They had all type of crazy shit.
They have all those different kind of snacks from over there.
Right.
I go to the store, the what is it called? It's like a Delicant supermarket. Center. No, it's like a supermarket that sells.
Shambly's called H-Mart.
H-Mart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go get my noodles from there. I go get my snacks. They have all type of ice cream.
Yeah.
Different kind of ice cream. The bubble.
Right.
With the bubbles in it and
imported.
All this.
Imported.
Yes. Really good.
Trying to do that. Tax on
that'll be good.
Here. Crazy.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. What you going to call it?
It's going to be called... Wait, hold on. No, y'all didn't hear it. I can't even do that. Yeah. I can't expose. You know what I'm saying? People trying to say the names. And hell no.
Oh, well, we got a little clip of it, so we ain't going to say the whole
thing. Yeah, we'll cut that out.
Yeah, we'll cut that out.
Yeah, I can cut it. It's called. You know what I'm saying? Like. But,
that's you know nice. Yeah, we going to cut that because we don't want to
that's too hard. That's too hard.
I can't
have
it.
We got to skip that. Yeah,
you need to go on copyright that now.
Mom, can we trademark? Can we LLC that?
Right now. That's going to be big, though. That's going to be dope.
Yeah, I'm looking for a little space. Midtime or something.
Yeah, for sure. That's what's up. So anything else you want to shout out your Instagram? Tell them where they can follow you.
Oh, yeah, on Instagram, Young J Lew. That's YoungJLew. And YouTube, it's Young J Lew and all that. Which one call it? Shit, it's Young J Lew everywhere. Y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Is it underscore or something?
Nah, hell nah. Okay, it's just Young J Lew.
Okay.
Man, this shit was crazy, man. Having my little youngin' come through, man. Shout out to J Lew. Shout out to Mom Dukes. You know what I'm saying? Always holding it down. I'm talking about, man, he going crazy, man. Y'all make sure y'all check him out. P Valley. And check him out in the new show coming up, Swagger.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. I'm tuned in for sure.
Already, man. Rookie of the Year for sure.
Rookie of the Year coming soon, too. Shout out to Jay Wheel. I enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, man. I can't wait, man. Get into this next guest. I'm talking about a man from Houston.
I'm excited about the next guest.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. You know it. Whoa.
Come on, man. D-Flowers, what's happening?
D-Flowers,
man. I'm kidding you, Matthew. What's up, good peoples? How y'all doing?
Come on, man. Matthew. I feel the energy, man. Yes. I was like, man, where you from? Florida? He was like, man, everybody think I'm from Florida. He got that Florida energy.
They be
man.
Thinking I'm from everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Texas, that's where we repping, you did?
Absolutely.
Shout out to everybody.
I was H-Town, man.
H-Town.
What's up? Yeah.
What you got going? What's the latest, man? What's, I see the 9700?
Double O. That's the brand. That's the campaign. That's how we pushing it. You know, I'm with my own thing first. But shout out to everybody we involved with. So far, so good. We just building. Yeah. I'm trying to put some points on the board in this here music business, man. Yeah. To be one of the biggest in the game. So that's how we striving, big brother.
Yeah. Yeah. How you come into it? You know what I'm saying? How did you get in the game? You obviously from the block.
Nigga, all I know is muscle. You could tell. I came in you know, incarcerated at one time on a little bit. It was a couple months or whatnot. My first record dropped, a good friend of mine, had took some recordings that I had prior to me getting arrested and dropped it while I was in jail. So I came home to a record being on the street. I'm in jail for a couple months. My homies come to tank. They tweaking. Like, hey, nigga, what you doing here? Your song going crazy in the hood.
Yeah.
So I'm like, mad love. I'm going to come home and get focused. And it seemed like, you know, God just put this path in front of me more than anything else. So took this and my whole life people been telling me, this is what you need to do. So now we living.
Yes. For sure. What made you want to get into the rap though? Like, you know what I'm saying? I know Walker. There's so many different people that I know that was like actually goons or actually like they was, you know what I'm saying? With when I sheets. See you, I see something totally different. I wouldn't even think my nigga was on the music.
Shout out everybody that, you know, came in aggressive like me. Anybody that come from that background really could vouch that it ain't really about being a bully necessarily. We just doing things that we know. Like when it come to the streets and all that stuff, it was in front of me. So I participated naturally. This is all we knew. But when I had another option, man, I ran towards it full speed. It wasn't hard. Like, the rap was always in me. You know, coming from the hood, you either gonna go to the NBA or you wanna be an NFL or you wanna do the rap.
Yeah.
So we look up to these three type of, we ain't look up to doctors. I'm sad to say, but we ain't had no teachers we idolized growing up. We might have respected a couple of teachers that pulled us to the side. Told them we wanted to be rappers when they asked us. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we just, you know, I end up walking towards something that people, like I say, manifest on me my whole life. When I talk, I could be at a grocery store, older lady asked me, you do music or something like that? Mm-hmm. Or acting or anything.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just my voice, you know?
Yeah.
Or my stilo.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What was the first rapper out of Texas that you was like hip to, or like as a kid? Or like, you know what I'm saying? You like, as a kid, like, man, I fuck him, daddy.
It's crazy.
I like it.
It's crazy, big brother, because I'm going to ask you a question. Probably zero them. You know how it is, naturally. Yeah. My mama, my aunties, they listen to Ro.
Yeah.
They listen to Trey, all the legends. You know, I heard all the legends, but truthfully speaking, I was listening to more New York, Cali. Like, at that time, I'm a Pac, big fanatic. At that time, I'm Nas. Y'all know how that go.
Yeah.
This is where hip-hop originated, essentially. So I'm putting on for my neighborhood, but remember, we ain't rapping. We just on the block. We fans first.
Yeah.
We thugging first. So I got my headphones on at this point. I'm a young boy. I might hear Zero every now and then when I go to different parties and whatnot. Yeah. But when I go home, I'm playing Pac. Yeah. But Zero, a good friend of mine to this day now, shout out to Legend. And midway, you couldn't not hear Ro. You know, they were going crazy.
Them
people that was going crazy in Houston was doing their thing. Just my sound per se, I never had a favorite Houston artist per se.
Until
my homies was,
right,
you know.
Yeah. Nah, shout out to Zero, man.
Shout out.
That's definitely.
Yeah, beautiful individual.
What some of your inspirations you would say?
Inspiration, man, like I say, Pac, of course, big. Love DMX growing up. That was like, I don't know. I'm a 90s baby, man. I'm 96, but I was heavily influenced by the people that came before me.
Yeah.
When YouTube first came out, all we did was touch YouTube for like Kimbo Slice Fights, Soulja Boy. You know, the first thing that had me on YouTube was Soulja Boy, Kimbo Slice Fights, and then from there it went.
Kimbo had everybody's attention. They were like, ooh. This is what fight in the backyard.
Man, this what made YouTube, OG. You know this.
Yeah.
We ain't had nothing else to search.
Straight
Kimbo
up.
Backyard, Soulja Boy. Then after that, we went Tupac Big. We was hearing so much about Pac growing up.
Yeah.
Like, naturally, I just Googled that.
Yes. Know. But Soulja Boy. I know I already had was hip to you before they told me we were having you on. I'm always a fan of people that I think are dope artists, you know. So me and my husband Sean, we was going through Instagram one day and we were just listening, And then he was he follows more people than me. So he come up on, he come up on more stuff than I do. Yeah. So I'm listening and I said, who is that? He said, that nigga hard. I said, he hard as a motherfucker. Who is that? He said, some nigga named D Flowers. You need to hit him up. I said, I'm going to try to hit him up. Because I always want to collab with people and just work with people to get new sounds and just thoughts and different type of vibes or whatever. And I was like, he hard as a motherfucker. I don't know if I remember if I DM'd you or not. You might could check your DM and see if I did. But
crazy.
If I did, it was probably a little while ago, maybe a year at the most. But we came across your page and we was like, that man ain't going crazy.
Man, hit that nigga up, man. See
he
that
said,
nigga
see what
respond.
That nigga's talking about?
Shout out to homie too.
Yes, Sean, my husband. When I told him you was coming on, he was like, that's the nigga I said, exactly. You see how God work?
Yeah.
He said, yes. I said, that's crazy.
Ain't it crazy how God work, Queen? I appreciate y'all tapping in with me early.
Yes. That was had to be a year ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's crazy.
At least.
I was going through so much trying to, you know, I never, like I said, came in the game on no, oh, I want everybody to know what I'm doing immediately, per se.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to represent my people in the right light. And, like, me knowing my stories are real, me knowing my influence where I'm at, is so impactful that I knew once the cage was open, it was over with, so. Love, mad love to the people that was on to me early, Queen. Shout out to you.
Yes.
That all tie into naturally.
Hey,
naturally.
What's meant is goddamn, know what I'm saying?
Give
destined to exist, to happen, to bloom, blossom.
Come on.
To take off.
I wouldn't have it no other way. Like, I don't be forcing nothing. I don't plan nothing but paper, OG.
Yeah.
If it about the finances, I'll put a play together. But other than that, man, I keep everything natural.
Yeah.
I pray to
What is naturally, man? What does naturally mean to you? I hear you say that, you know, that like coming up in Houston, we always hear that already. Like we kind of embrace that already. You feel
already.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Memphis, you hear me,
man.
You feel?
It's crazy that you say, because naturally, really the same thing.
Yeah.
I look at it, it's confirmation. You know, already me 100.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One time while, like, that's what we doing. Naturally, it's similar to such.
Young blood.
You know, you just insert that thing right where you need it.
Yeah.
It's going to make sense.
Yeah.
Like, you can say how long it took you to get here, little brother. I say 30 minutes. You say, there's a little traffic. I'm going to say naturally. You know, I'm traffic.
We were just talking about the traffic.
Man, I'm crazy.
It was a little traffic naturally.
All the way here, Atlanta did me dirty.
Oh, you killed that shit naturally.
You went there. Living in Tenderoni, you know what I'm saying? One of the beautiful queens. I'll let you write briefly, and she say something for confirmation.
Right, briefly. Not right quick, right briefly.
You say naturally to a queen? Oh, my.
They loving it.
What they gonna look, man, when you see your, be aware. When these shorties are out here saying naturally on their captions and things of that nature, this is where it derived from. Just let these guys know, man. We
this is my number now. You better use.
And what I'm gonna say, naturally. On everything.
Keep in mind.
Hey man, that's what's up, man. So what you working on? You know what I'm saying? Like what's on the pot?
Right
what's on
now,
the stove right now?
Right now, you see, I'm daydreaming when you ask that question because we just doing so much, man. Like I say, I want to put points on the board. So my biggest thing is flooding the streets. Mm-hmm. It ain't even about the business per se, about the money.
So flooding the streets with what? What product?
Content.
What particular project we pushing?
Right now, body of work in the stash we building. But I want to give them singles. I want to give them just something to believe in. So mainly just feeding the people that's telling me they hungry.
What single
are
we pushing
doing.
Right now? What's the name?
Right now, as we speak, I got a record called Chicken Freestyle. It's going crazy in the streets. It's going crazy in H-Town. It's, you know, making its way everywhere else. And we maximizing that. But, man, looking forward to this. In the next month, I'm going to have something for the people to, man, I want to overwhelm them. Buffet. You want to eat? You hungry?
Yeah.
I want to hit them from every angle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what's up, man.
That's how hungry I am, big brother.
That's what's up. Now, we definitely got to tie into that. You know what I'm saying? I see some movie. I see some film. I see documentary.
Gracias, man. You just
you know
said
what I'm saying?
That's exactly where my heart at, OG.
Oh,
I feel like the movie priority.
The story. You know what I mean? Like coming up as a young blood. Like, you know what I'm saying? What? Tell me what life was like early. Coming into life in Houston.
So growing up, we was like, heavily influenced by our environment. You know, typical young boys coming up, like, you're going to want to hoop, like I was saying earlier, man. You're going to want to typical stuff, play football or go outside and kick it with your friends. I don't care if we're going to the Cool Cup Lady House. This is how we kicking it. Yeah. It went from that to, okay, meanwhile, your mama, your family, they struggling trying to make sure that, you know, bills get paid, things of that nature. You don't notice things, man. We were so poor, we was happy. Like, we didn't even notice we was poor. And we was, like I say, actually happy, poor, until we start realizing, like, the years go by, you get older. It's like, nah, mama really needs some help, man. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, that's when stuff really got real. But for the most part, my childhood was exciting, man. It was fun. I ran around with all the neighborhood young kids like I was. And we just did the best we could do it. And every little neighborhood we was in, we might have been dirty little niggas, but we were, like, having fun. We was lit. Like, people seeing stuff in us back then. Like, we wasn't sad about nothing, you know. And mama really was one of them women. She wasn't. She never let us feel how poor we was, per se. We might not have all the Jordans when we asked for them immediately, but she ain't never really, really tell us no. So I ain't never feel no type of way going outside. I had fun till I realized it was real. Once it got real, we all the way off the porch. You know what that come with.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but it was fortunate. Look at us now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. So is that pretty much where you got the Represent Poverty movement
ma'am.
From?
Thank you. Thank you. You said it right there. Represent Poverty, my whole brand, campaign. It's pretty much what I believe in, come from where I come from. Cause you know, we got the wrong narratives being fed to us consistently. Mm-hmm. We got the wrong idea of what need to be represented sometimes, like coming from where we come from. Yeah, nigga was poor. We was down bad, and we couldn't avoid that necessarily. We were born into that. Mm-hmm. But now we have the option to not be stuck in that. So that's my biggest thing. I want to represent poverty in a white light. So I speak that, and I say represent poverty just as the term per se, but I'm representing the progression of poverty, and I'm representing the good, the bad, and the ugly that come with being born into poverty. Like,
the product of the environment.
We never going to stay there. We had to get up and leave, and now we motivating those who are still stuck. Homie, it's a way out. You did. Mm-hmm. So representing poverty on the come up as well. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you got some music that feel like that sound
certainly.
Like that.
Yeah, his music do sound like
certainly.
That.
Naturally. Thank you, Mama. Because that's what I am.
Yeah.
I can't touch a microphone and it not sound like the trenches talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, it got to sound like the trenches talking to you. Yeah. I probably wasn't talking. Yeah. You know?
For come sure. On. That's what's up, man. Well, we got to tie into some. Which video would you say is, like, your most, like, proud of? Which video? We got to go into something.
I flow with them. She's on one of the beatbox. I do flow with them. I like it. I like a couple records, but I ain't got no favorite yet.
You ain't got no favorite video that you've been done?
Not yet.
Of yours?
Not yet. I let people tell me, like, how they feel.
So you're not a fan of your own music?
I love me.
Yeah.
I had to.
Yeah.
I hated me so long that I had to start loving me. It was like, you hate yourself. You don't even know you hate yourself sometimes. We coming from where we come from. I was doing so much that was nonsense. And then when I started doing the right thing, of course it felt better. I started loving the direction, but I never, like, I'm falling in love with myself right now still. So I never, in the music per se, so I never really picked a favorite when it came to songs, man. Like, I don't get into all that. I let the people tell me what they rock with.
Right.
And I love everything I put out. I wouldn't even put it out.
Okay. You know, so you pretty much rock with whatever you...
Of course. Yeah. I wouldn't let it drop if I didn't feel like it was going to speak for who I am.
Right.
That's how you get your name?
My name is crazy, bro, because my government name is my rap name. My last name is Flowers, man. My grandma will tell you. You dig what I mean? Shout out that woman, Miss Flowers. My madre, she with me right now. You dig? Monique Flowers herself. Yeah. I'm just D Flowers himself. My government start with a D. My first name, my last name, Flowers.
Yeah.
So it came, you know.
Perfect.
That's what's up. That's
matter of fact, ain't elementary. I'm tripping. Middle school, they start calling me that. Yeah, it's D-Flower.
You ran right with it.
Playing.
Yeah.
Low key. If you don't call me that, you're going to call me naturally.
Naturally.
Family, you know, people call me naturally. That's what, literally the name. That's what everybody call me, young nigga. So it's like women friends. That would, you know. But people call me what they want to, man. I got family that my mama ain't never. I promise. I was just speaking on it earlier this week. My mama probably has never called me my first name. If she have, it's been like.
D.
Nah, she really like my household nickname.
Yeah.
DJ. You see how shit on low key too. DJ. Go DJ you the whole time. Yeah. Let's go, DJ. You know, let's go. You a DJ, you know, we
trying. They wanted you to DJ so bad.
Man, they love DJs. Hey,
play some music.
Let's go, DJ. I'm in there chilling, young boy. But I like the DJ, but it's just, I don't know, it's just like, that's siblings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You entertaining the family, entertaining the fams, and passing time by with family love.
Come on.
Yeah.
I ain't really never introduced myself as such. Like in school, I'd tell people my name was my first name, but people learn my last name or something like my last name from being in class with me. Or some regular, man. Even my teachers called me Mr. Flowers.
Yeah, no, my cousins and my last name Flowers.
You know how it goes. You know what I'm saying?
You know my kinfolk, so you might be some kinfolk.
Might be some kinfolk.
We got a big-ass Flowers family in Memphis, man. It's cold, man. I swear to God.
It is a lot of flowers in Memphis.
And that's crazy. When we chopping game, and I will tell you, I really rock with Memphis. I got people in Memphis, man.
Yeah. Now, it's a big Flowers family in Memphis.
That's love. That's love. I really rock with Memphis.
You know, who knows?
Never know.
Shut up.
When you in Houston, are they like super supportive? Do you get most of your support from Houston?
Shout out that beautiful city. My city. I love the HOU. Everything I do for you, everything I do for y'all. We going global with this. Don't never get it confused. But man, I love my city. I never had a problem in my city when it come to the love and support. I grew up in an era, you know, I'm 24, so growing up in this little phase, we was the first ones to get the hugs, but I'm going to be honest, like, I got hugs out the gate.
Oh, that's good.
Out the gate. I never had a problem with wool. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a foster child in my city, so, like, you know, mama had it hard. We lived in every hood whatsoever. You looking at a foster child, like, my daddy died. My mama was superwoman, so she had us everywhere. Naturally, we go in Section 8, said wherever it's convenient.
Yeah.
So we in all these little corners, these people knowing us first name basis. Mm-hmm. So when I start playing with the music, name already ringing bells.
Yeah.
Wrong reasons, they turn into the right reasons.
You deserve that, homie. Keep going.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, go. Seriously.
For sure.
So yeah, shout out Houston, man. They, like, to answer your question, Queen, I can't ever say I had a problem in the city of Houston, Texas, on the support behalf. Like, that's rumors. Yeah. Myth.
And then it's so big. What side of Houston are you from?
I'm from the southwest side.
Yeah.
But I'm born on the north, like I say. Foster child, CBS baby.
Yeah,
so
I
am Houston, man.
Yeah.
Houston
you
to tell
you. Around. You got
to
stomp the ground.
Everywhere you go, you pretty much know somebody wherever you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You come from that queen. You know how that goes sometimes.
Yeah, I'm Memphis down to the death. And then went to Miami for 7 years.
Beautiful.
I feel like that's a second home that I can still go to any part I want to go to.
Big girl. Only looking to stay in one spot. Shout out to people that's comfortable, but. Mama had it to us. We ain't never get comfortable.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as a kid, you're going to move where your parents go. You know what I'm saying?
No choice.
Man, like, you know, it's crazy, man. I was talking to you backstage, you know what I'm saying, briefly about, you know, Tila and how I came in the game. Like, that was one of them first songs that, you know, really did it for me. I did a song on his project called Tennessee, and I got plugged in through my brother, R.I.P. Insane Wayne. But that plugged me in with J Prince, Rap-A-Lot.
The legends.
You know what I'm saying? I'm getting 2,500 a beat. I did 3 beats on Double Dose album.
Quick.
You know what I'm saying? And it's my Memphis familia by way of Houston.
And you just starting out.
I had to come out here in Houston and then bam, and then bam. Here comes Slim Thug. I do Stacking Paper, Jody Breed. And Slim Thug,
that's come big. Back.
It's up at that point. You know.
Never.
You know I know the legendary.
Come
stop
on, Scarface. Shout out to Scarface, man.
The biggest.
Mob. You know what I'm saying? It was just, you know, definitely legendary working with him.
Shout out them legends, you know what I'm man. Saying? Every like I
Paul
said.
Paul Wall as well. I had come some on Paul Wall album.
Everybody you just named, so big to us. Like, you know, in Texas, we really idolize who come from, like, even if you don't listen to them, like I say, growing up, I was fans of the big homies, but I wasn't, like, my ears wasn't just on Houston music. I wasn't comfortable with just our sound. But, man, these guys are superheroes us when you go to your local mall. Like, Slim Thug showed a lot of us how to ball. I'm
and
keep
a part
it
of the culture, man. When I hear Paul Wall, you know what I'm saying, when I hear Slim Thug, even, you know, shout out to Kiki, man. That's my
family. The legend, shout out.
You know what I'm saying? Self-made.
Yeah.
You understand me? Legend talk. You know what I mean? It's only a few of us who can talk like this, who still live.
You saying something. Ain't nobody, can't nobody. They can't knock that. Yeah. You know, so, I know.
You know, it's a blessing, man. It just had them guys and my brother, man. When I see Slim, it's hugs and, man, love.
Yeah, look.
Mm-hmm. Same with Kiki, same with Paul, same with Zero.
Shout
Red,
out.
J Prince, Lil J, Jazz.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out Eden.
You know shout out, shout out Eden, man. Mad love.
PR going crazy. You know what I'm saying? H-Town is mad love,
the
man.
People you naming, bro. Like, that's literally Houston. Oh, without yeah. those people, you wouldn't even be looking at no me.
Yeah.
So I appreciate those guys as well, man. They ain't have to embrace me.
Red boy.
They ain't have to embrace me like they did. Them people embraced me early.
International.
Yeah, I feel
red.
The same way. Yeah. I got embraced by a lot of legendary
Listen,
people.
Listen, when it's that early. Special though?
It do.
It make you, it motivates
people be like, why you breaking your neck? Yeah, I'm going to break my neck for them because like, yeah. They didn't have to.
Everywhere we go with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember going to L.A., bam, meet Snoop. Number, look, he throw a nigga out.
Him too.
Roll up, nephew.
It's in you.
Roll up, nephew.
It's like, in you.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm getting, I'm on that phase right now, G. I guess I'm getting traumatized. Like, I got the, for the better though. Let me change my, correct my word. I got the opportunity to like be exposed to my essence in different rooms. Like, it was like that in my city. Like I said, when it's in you, when you walk in these rooms or when you enter a business, a lot of people gonna support you, love out the gate. But I didn't see this state to state until now. Mm-hmm. You know, at this age, I'm getting on the move and I'm starting to tap in with legends like you, or queens like you who well seasoned in this game we call, mm-hmm. you know, the music and the business. So it's like, it's an honor, honestly. Like, and it's all naturally. Like, I ain't never pick up my phone and call nobody, man. It was mad love. Either I return calls, I answer them, but God made sure the people called me.
Absolutely. And as OGs, that's what we supposed to do, man. Reach one, teach one, on. Lift up. Hey, man.
Yeah,
hey, man, who that is right there, man? Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, bro, hard, man. Man, shout out to the team. You know what I'm saying? We got an incredible team that helps us find and point us in the right direction as well. It's like, hey, man, y'all need to interview this nigga.
Oh, my.
For real. So I tapped in as soon as I heard the music, you know. I ain't going to lie. I was not familiar.
Okay.
But to just to tap in and to see the passion. It's like as soon as I see that, I'm a therapist, first of all. You ain't even worked with me yet. You know what I'm saying? But I'm the first swing king as well. So I've had the ability to learn how to play the right beat at the right time.
Go
in the
crazy.
Right moment and capture that motherfucking moment is so crazy. But the only way I can do that is by diving into your life and listening to your music first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And it's a process. And usually that process don't happen unless you handling your business and putting your money where your mouth at. And that's beautiful. a whole nother topic.
But that,
you know
that's
what
what's
saying?
Deserved.
But yeah, you know
that
what
makes
I'm saying?
Sense.
Yeah, but it's a process, bro. And man, I definitely got number love and positive wishes towards your success.
Yeah.
Appreciate
it. I fuck with your energy.
Yeah,
you know what
thank you. Likewise, man.
And definitely the message.
Appreciate y'all. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
Sincerely,
naturally.
My nigga. Naturally, you know
straight
it.
Straight up.
It's a legend. You don't even know what this is doing for my.
Oh, yeah.
For my oomph.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're doing.
Let's
man.
Turn
we
my
lift
oomph
up.
Up.
We lift one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm so hungry, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm so hungry though, G.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you hear me.
I'm still hungry. I'm hungry now.
Shit, and I'm hungry too.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Hey, we
speaking
know.
Of,
hey, we
know.
Man, God, people supposed to be hungry like we is, though.
We hawks. They always call a nigga the goat.
I ain't never said
but a nigga, man, we eagles, man. We hawks, man.
Hey,
man.
Gotta get it. Not just for me, not just for us.
Oh, yeah. Them eagles are killing some goats now.
Naturally.
I done seen some eagles kill some goats.
They gonna swoop down.
Swoop down and pick them up and then drop them on the mountaintop.
Nah, for real, them thing really strong. I be watching them little weird
on National Geographic.
Yeah,
no bullshit. I'm
not
bullshit.
Not even the TV. You know they got the ones on Instagram.
Oh,
they got the pages that you can watch.
Yeah,
animals
yeah,
is crazy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, I done seen some eagles fuck some goats up.
Literally, man.
Straight
literally,
up.
Man.
Naturally.
I call myself a llama, big brother, naturally. I call, it's crazy, we talk about animals. I like to say this, man, right briefly. I call myself a llama. The goat stuff lit. I like it. I call certain people ghosts because they like to call me.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm a llama though. That's like the animal I picked.
Yeah, and it's just you know, people always get caught up in the greatest of all time.
It's acronym. Yeah,
you
makes
know what
sense.
I mean.
Yeah.
But you know, I ain't never been caught up in like I gotta be the greatest of all time. When I, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'ma just be the most consistent.
Yeah. Okay.
You know I always just say I'm gonna do me. Like, I don't really be even looking. You know, I don't really. It'd be like a I don't really be caring about what nobody else doing.
That's opinion-based.
I never been like that. Just don't really.
Because you could be the greatest. We could be the greatest in some rooms. Mm-hmm. And you go to another room and their standards might not be as high you did. So that greatest of all time might be opinionated. So opinion-based.
It's definitely opinion.
It distracts some of us when you really live in that. You know, only very few are really living that. So I ain't trying to strive to be the greatest nobody. I'm trying to strive to be the greatest me. You did, or even compete with the legends per se. Yeah. I'm paying homage every room I step in.
Yeah, that's been what is for me. Like just always representing the best version of me.
Come on,
and being me, I'm having fun like a motherfucker, bro. I couldn't.
I ain't gonna try too hard. You get what you gonna get.
What she say? Naturally.
Naturally.
When you ain't trying too hard, it's called naturally.
It's literally called naturally.
It's ordained, queen. Everybody, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's a light inside.
So you just got to tap into the animal within you. God damn it. Hey.
Yeah. What's yours, big brother? Keep it funky.
The lion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a Leo.
I was just about to ask you.
I'm a Leo. It makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So shit. I'm king of the jungle for sure. But then I turn into the gorilla too.
Monstrosities.
You know what I mean? Everybody, you hear the elephant in the room and da 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 da. That, if you really look that up, that ain't the coolest thing you want to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, but the elephants are some of the most amazing animals on this planet.
You ain't lying.
It's just how you look at things, and it's like certain terms have and certain gestures are labeled upon animals in a certain way where we think of them to be weak or we think of them to be this or that. But you know what I'm
saying?
Call
these opinions.
You
right.
Like the rhinoceros or the, you know what I'm saying, the hippopotamus. You know what I'm
every
saying?
Every animal, it's crazy. Every animal you name, I admire them because they vegetarian. Well, they, what they call animals, herbivores?
Herbivores.
We would say vegetarian, but they herbivores. So with that being said, these animals are so, like, peaceful. Yeah. So to say, they might be, but they peaceful because they ain't out here trying to kill anything and everything. They not competing with the other animals. They just existing.
Yeah.
And that's how I like to describe what I'm doing. It's naturally, man.
But it's naturally they have that. If we live in a habitat where, hey, it's kill or be killed.
Hey,
you
run up on an elephant if you want to.
Yeah, run up on an ostrich. ostrich, you got
there. You know, them elephants, they might not go for you, but you get to play with them things.
Oh, no, yeah.
Don't trampoozle you.
So, even the Tiger King couldn't hold down the tiger.
Yeah. I would be a bird because my nickname, Bird.
Beautiful.
My family call me Bird. Everybody call me Bird.
Yeah, Bird.
You fly one.
Bird is
woman.
The word.
Yeah, I fly over everything. I'm in my own lane. I'm kind of just looking down and keeping soaring. Yeah. Like,
the birds be putting their message in your ear, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They handy.
And then it'll just fly off on your ass.
Quick, brief. They're here for a moment. What they say, I'm here for a brief time, not a long time.
Yes.
That's love. And they be graceful. I like birds.
Very much graceful.
I like birds. I see a llama off instinct.
Yeah.
I don't know why I started liking that animal.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And then it tied into what I believe in. Like I say, I follow different beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep it naturally, so I don't really eat no meat or nothing like that. I ain't touching none of that stuff in about 4 or 5 years. And that tied into like my spiritual beliefs because I adapted the Lama word from Dalai Lama, the Buddhist people, like different people in different regions of the world value the Lama or use the Lama as like a reference animal. They use that as like, it means like spiritual teacher or high priest or something like that. So when I started liking the animal, I put a little twist to it, start putting it on my jewelry, and it go hand in hand with naturally because it's like, you know, God's animals.
Yeah, okay. That's what's up. That makes sense, though.
Definitely makes sense.
For sure. That's what's up, man. Well, give us your Instagram. Tell them
where can we
everybody can follow you, find you. You got a website.
Already. See, you can find me at D Flowers on any social media platform, DFLOWERS. D Flowers, naturally himself, either or. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, and everything in the third. YouTube, you type D Space Flowers, it's the most naturally. You did the Dalai Lama. Y'all rock with me.
Already,
I appreciate the genius.
Already, it's been a pleasure.
We appreciate you coming.
Appreciate y'all.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. And we definitely got to get in and do some work if you up to it.
This the warm up. I'm with it.
Let's get it. Yeah, let's get it.
We gonna tap in, man.
Definitely
like that, man. Drummer boy,
in the beats.
Jessica Dine, Beauty in the Beats. Hey, boy.